Even if you're lucky enough to stay indoors for the next couple of days, you may still be dealing with some headaches caused by this week's bitter cold. Frozen pipes, especially when they break, are a big concern in these sub-zero conditions, especially for homes with water supply lines in unheated areas like basements and attics. GLT's Ryan Denham talks with Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Karch about how to prevent leaks or expensive repairs.
Citizens really need to take the opportunity as we come into these long periods of sub-zero temperatures. Take a look at your pipes in your house. What pipes are up against exterior walls? Are there any pipes in crawl spaces that are really, they're not protected, they're not insulated? Those are going to be your pipes that will be most likely to freeze. Check those. Provide the insulation now around them. If possible, make sure you have cabinet doors and others underneath sinks open. Give as much opportunity for the heat to get to those pipes as possible.
Well, you always hear that you should leave, some water dripping out of a couple of faucets in your house to kind of mitigate this risk. So what's kind of the details there? I mean, what temperature should the water be? I mean, how many faucets should you do?
Well, what makes a great difference is even if you turn your handles on your faucets a little bit and have some of the water dripping out, that can actually make a great difference because water expands whenever it freezes about 9%. So that's what busts the pipes. That's what breaks them and causes a lot of the damage in homes. And so if you can just provide water that outlet and keep it flowing just a little bit, there's a lot less likelihood of freezing.
And if you suspect, I mean, if Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening comes around and you're starting to suspect that you have a frozen pipe, I guess, like, what comes next? Like, what would be my next step as a homeowner?
Well, if you do suspect that you have frozen water lines, some of the best things that you can do is make sure that those valves are turned on, your faucets are turned on, because whenever the water starts flowing, you don't want it to expand and not have somewhere to go. Then the other things you're going to want to do are try to unfreeze the pipes. What caused it to begin with? If it happened once, it will happen again. Just the keys are don't use blow torches, kerosene heaters. Sometimes you see things with open flames, and those are just not the right way to go. That's not safe in a home. You can use heated pads wrapped around pipes or electric hair dryers as long as you keep them away from the water source. But again, some of the key things you need to do are what caused it to begin with so that you don't have it in the future.
Well, what about you guys over in the City of Bloomington Public Works Department? How does your job change when the weather gets like this?
Well, some of the biggest concerns for the City of Bloomington are frozen pipes, are water mains. Really, whenever you have these extreme changes in temperature, I mean, we're seeing temperatures, whenever you have the temperatures dropping to even negative 40 with a wind chill, we had temperatures here recently up to around 40. So that, if you think about it, that's a 70 to 80 degree swing in some places. And so that can really cause a lot of heaving in the water. So a lot of the things that are going to be concerning for us as a city are going to be those water main breaks, and then what conditions are they that our employees have to be outside? You really have to really try to minimize some of that exposure for your employees for their own safety and protection.
Well, up until now, have you guys had a lot of water main breaks this winter?
Yeah, the city's already been experiencing some water main breaks. This last Wednesday, I was out in the field with our water distribution crew. They were doing a spectacular job, and in one day, we had three water main breaks. So that is happening. This is the time of year for water. This is where you find your weak spots with water mains whenever you have these extreme freeze thaws.
That's Jim Karch, Director of Public Works for the City of Bloomington.